Dr. Robert Groves, the census director, outlined his story during his monthly census operations press conference held yesterday at the National Press Club. The census is currently in the midst of its so-called non-response follow-up phase, sending census workers to the homes of those who did not mail in their census forms this past spring. But he spent a good deal of time at the briefing talking about recent problems with one of the back-office systems of the 2010 census, called the Paper-Based Operation Control System, a large-scale database that functions much like a Swiss Army knife for the census.
It permits the assignment of cases to interviewers and crew leaders. It permits the check-in of completed cases. It had functions in it that permitted the shipping of completed enumerator questionnaires off to our three processing centers.
The control system was part of a much larger attempt to fully automate the data gathering and processing of the 2010 census that had been in the works since the completion of the 2000 census. However, for reasons that had to do with countless shortcomings and development failures over the last 5 years, the census automation system had to be scaled back. Here's how Director Groves explained the current problem with the current system for handling the paper response forms.
This has been a high-risk software development from its beginning. In the early days of non-response follow-up, this system was not performing at the level we needed to finish this operation. We called in consultants from the outside in the operating system of this and in the database design of this system, and we have made improvements, I'm happy to say, in the system that allows me to report that now, that check-in process that is so crucial to the completion of non-response follow-up is going much better. We are now checking in forms at the 500 local census offices at a rate that has never been performed in prior censuses.
Groves told Federal News Radio that those outside consultants and a few already doing business with the Census Bureau came from places like Oracle, which built the database, and Red Hat, which supports the Linux operating system running the hardware. In some cases, the additional work needed was done under the auspices of the current contract. In response to our question, Dr. Groves outlined in a rather remarkable amount of detail the problems ailing the paper-based operation control system.
In the early days it became of the non-response follow-up phase, it became clear that that several of those functions were competing with one another in ways that degraded the performance. We brought in some outside experts and focused the attention of the developmental team on that. And most agree that the major cause of this is competition for control of access to individual data records in a pretty complicated database. So if one function grabbed control of a data record in order to update it, for example, it held control on that data record longer than it should have. So as you ramp up the number of users accessing the same data record, you began to see degraded performance. We've systematically, overnight, every night, tried to clean up those database characteristics and have done so to a degree that we can now say that we're processing at rates that we never imagined we could process. We've restricted the number of users on the system, but their productivity is so high, much higher than we ever thought, that we're checking in for the last 4 or 5 days, we'd have 2 million records that have been checked in every day. At that rate, we are just getting rid of this backlog. We're now ahead of schedule.
Groves also says the problems with the paper handling software also provided other opportunities to streamline census operations.
We also reviewed all of the functions that were performed by the software, and we jettisoned some. We had workarounds. For example, the shipping function is now handled not through this software system, but through an auxiliary software system that doesn't depend on that.
Dr. Groves also told me that in some cases, the database glitches were also a teachable moment for the software support team. In order to better understand how the paper-based operation control system functioned, programmers found themselves leaving their coding workstations and system consoles to actually sit with census staff and see how the database was being used. Grove says because of that, needed software fixes are happening faster, leading to improved efficiency for a system that he says is the heart of the 2010 census. At the National Press Club in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.